Good morning. The time is 8:23. I'm Molly Lubers. Today, we are checking in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Joining us today is Kimberly Vaughn. Welcome.
Good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about the string of sunny days that we were having last week?
Yeah, so we had a blocking pattern going on, and usually, you know, when you think of a blocking pattern, that might sound bad, but when we've got it bringing in this warmer weather, if that's what you like, it was a good thing, and that is moving out now, and we have a pattern change with actually cooler temperatures and rain on the way.
And can you tell us what a blocking pattern means?
Well, we had high pressure dominating the area, and what happens is sometimes those highs and lows usually just kind of march along across the globe, and this time the high pressure kind of decided to just sit there and not budge, and it kept the weather from being able, the weather change to come into the panhandle area, and so it just until there's enough of an influence to make it move, it decides it wants to stay where it is.
Yeah, and kind of speaking of looking back, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about what happened in July, where it's August 2nd, we're looking forward and we're looking back. So what happened last month in terms of weather?
Well, most people probably remember a pretty warm and dry month, and it certainly was, you know, for many of the days. In fact, the highlight was actually on the 30th when the temperatures reached 80 degrees. That was the warmest day in the month of July. That was not a record, actually, surprisingly. I mean, you'd almost think it should be, but the record high for that day is actually 92 degrees for Ketchikan area.
Oh,
and
wow.
So sitting at hold on here. I got too many things up on my screen here. But yeah, so it's not even a record. So that's pretty amazing, but still hot. We did finish the month 2.64 inches below normal, and that actually helped us. As people know, it was kind of been a rainy year so far, and we've actually, between some earlier drier months and then this month, or July's month, we're actually just over 4 inches below normal for the year. So, but that's could be easily caught up, and our next system coming in definitely looks like a wet one.
Yeah, speaking of that, can you tell us a little bit about this week?
Yeah, so this week's weather, again, I'll apologize. I've got about a million tabs open on my computer. So, but yeah, the last I alluded to, we definitely have a pattern change coming with rain in the forecast. And with that, we've got some isolated showers today, about a 20%, probably the last bit of some breaks in the skies today with rain moving in overnight. And by Tuesday night, we're actually looking for some rain heavy at times through the Wednesday night time period, and then potentially maybe some breaks on Thursday, but still looking relatively wet. And Friday is actually mostly cloudy, so we might get the reverse of what happens. Usually it's nice during the week when all of us have to work, and then rains on the weekend, but we might have get a nice reprieve there.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. And in terms of just the month ahead, what can you tell us in terms of the forecast?
We have what we call the Climate Prediction Center, and they put out monthly and quarterly and even annual outlooks to the forecast. And right now, it's looking like temperatures for the month of August have above normal chances of being warmer than normal, about 46%, and pretty average on precipitation. So there's no real strong signal to say whether or not we'll be warmer or wetter or drier, so it's nothing too exciting or to look forward to on that aspect.
August is going to sort of be our last little bit of summer, and then we'll progress into September and it might turn more into fall weather. Are you thinking towards that? Do you have a favorite time of the year for weather? I'm just curious.
You know, as far as just personally, I like the transition months. That's kind of the spring and the fall. And I think that's just because it's weather can be more unpredictable, because we can go from one day that feels like summer and, you know, the next day it feels much like fall, or maybe even approaching winter as we get later into August. So that gets, you know, can be exciting in a good way, I guess.
Yeah, keeps your job exciting for sure. Is there anything else that you want to say in terms of the weather report or this week?
No, I would just say, you know, keep in mind August can be warm or it can be rainy. So all of us in Southeast are quite used to keeping those rain jackets handy.
Yeah.
Definitely going to need them earlier this week.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. That was Kimberly Vaughn with the National Weather Service in Juneau. The time is 8:30, and this is KRBD Ketchikan.